Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Leanna Wojniak in for Faisal Karmali, and today filling in for Dave Popowicz, Mr. Rob Geary. Rob, how are you?
I'm great. That felt great to try and pull out my inner Popowicz by saying those fine words.
Excellent. Well, actually, we're going to have a surprise guest on that front shortly here. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is one of the main things that people come to us asking questions about. What's the number one question that we usually get from clients and people we talk to?
Where am I going to get income in retirement?
Yeah, where am I going to get the income in retirement? And to answer that question, we're going to be joined by Dave Popowicz himself. He's a senior wealth advisor, senior portfolio manager, Popowicz Karmali Advisory Group, CIBC Wood Gundy, and the normal co-host of this show. Dave, thanks for being a guest today.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Leanna. Thanks. It's fun being on this side.
How did we do?
Well, you did. I'd say you guys did pretty well. Yeah, I'm worrying about my ability to come back on the show. We'll see what the results are from the listener base. But yeah, overall, guys, nailed it.
Perfect. Well, let's talk about income, because we get that question all of the time. You know this as well as we do. And you head the income bucket for our team. So why don't you start with a little bit about what the income bucket is and kind of how it fits into the framework that we use when we talk to our clients.
So Leanna, good question. The the income bucket is, the buckets themselves are a recognition that when people move into retirement, things get more complex. And the complexity just is really arises out of the fact that people have multiple goals. Families have multiple goals in retirement versus when they were, at 40 and just growing their wealth. So the complexity comes from the fact that there are these multiple objectives. And for many, 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 many people, of course, the number one question they're asking is, where do I get the income to support my lifestyle and the spending that I've got? And so the income bucket is designed specifically to address that particular issue. Now, a couple of things you want when you're talking about income. You want predictability. You want sustainability. And of course, the extent to get it, you can get it. You want some tax efficiency in that. Well, those particular objectives are very specific and unique to the income bucket. And so when we put together an income bucket, what we're attempting to do is to start the pensionization process of somebody's portfolio by separating some of the assets that they have into a bucket that is specifically focused and invested in a way to achieve those goals of predictability, sustainability, and tax efficiency. So that's the nature of why that exists. And it's an important component to the overall retirement construction of a portfolio, because it protects against volatility like we're seeing in markets today when equity markets are swinging all over the place. That is exact opposite of what you want to see from an income perspective.
Dave, I think a lot of people, in portfolio management and they go, they look at it and say, well, I just need return. That's all I'm looking for is return. So I think that it's maybe we can give the listeners a little bit more of a breakdown, because we've gone through what the growth bucket provides with Faisal before. Maybe you can give us some components on how we provide for that sustainable income throughout retirement in the income bucket.
That's a good question, Rob. So in a perfect world, what we want to do is we want to plan for 10 years worth of income. And when we say income, think about, from a client perspective, you think about how much is it going to cost on a monthly basis, say, to support your lifestyle. And you may have some guaranteed sources of income, things like CPP and OAS, or perhaps a private pension, of which you deduct from the amount that you need because you're getting that money, and you come up with an income gap. The income gap is then what we have to put an investment strategy around, and again, preferably for a 10-year period. Let me address the 10 years first. That's not an arbitrary number. If you go back and you do the research in markets and business cycles, you'll see that there is a very, very, very high probability that if we can provide and securitize income for 10 years, then the growth assets can do what they need. They can weather the volatility and so on and so forth. What goes into an income bucket, Rob, to your question, are things like cash, annuities, GICs, global bonds, bond ladders, things that are conservative in nature, that can protect our principal and can offset the effects of inflation. Because over that 10-year period, we got to make sure not only do we get the principal, we have the principal accessible to us, the money to spend, but it also has to make, we have to make sure that the purchasing power of that capital isn't being eroded over that period of time, which is the inflation problem. So it's going to be non-risk assets that we want to see in the income bucket.
So here's a question that we get quite often. How do dividends, or the idea of just living off of the growth or the dividends from your portfolio, fit into the income bucket and that strategy?
So Leanna, the idea of owning equities and dividends is appealing for a lot of people, and for a number of reasons. The trouble that we have with dividends from an income perspective is that when you, the underlying asset you own is going to be an equity or a stock, typically speaking. And if you get into an environment where stocks pull back, you may be forced, if you have to, say, repair a roof, or you have an unplanned or an unscheduled expense over and above your normal, you may be forced to go into the market and sell some of these securities in order to get the capital you need to fund that unplanned expense. And that's a compounding problem. So if I've had to go in and I've had to sell those securities, it clearly what I've done is I've reduced the income producing securities that I have going forward. So my income will fall over time. The other thing with dividends is, don't forget that they're at the discretion of the board of directors of the company. And we have seen on numerous occasions that we've gone through various crises that that dividends can be cut. And so in that particular case, you get a bit of a double whammy. You get a cut in your income and your cash flow at the same time that you're having the equity value fall in that particular period of time. So dividends are important. I'm not saying we don't like dividends. We just think of them as part of the total return profile of the growth bucket assets, not from an income perspective.
Dave, we get this question a lot, and when we're doing planning and we build these income buckets, I think one of the major questions, and maybe you can just help clarify for the audience, where does the income actually come from? Does it come from different accounts? When does it come from? And maybe what else are we looking at, including taxes?
Yeah, really interesting question. The source of the income that people use to fund their lifestyle comes from multiple different places. Let's just set aside pensions and so on and so forth and just focus on the investment portfolio. The answer to the question will come down to the specific case of each family. And so because there's different tax treatment for things like a tax-free savings account versus an RRSP or a RIF account or a non-registered or corporate account, depending on the composition of a family's assets, what you have to do is some very careful planning to determine what source you're going to be drawing from, or what combination, more than likely, of accounts are you going to be drawing from, to make sure that you've got the most tax-efficient distribution of cash flow. So when we talk about an income bucket, it can exist inside any of those accounts that I've talked about. It could come from the corporation. You could be drawing from registered or non-registered accounts or tax-free savings accounts, depending on the nature of the assets that you own as a family.
Fantastic. I think that's all we have time for right now. So we've been joined by Dave Popowich, Senior Portfolio Manager and Senior Wealth Advisor with the Popowich Carmoly Advisory Group, CIBC Wood Gundy, and normally the co-host of this show. Dave, thanks so much for joining us today.
See you guys. Great job.
If you want to learn more about income in retirement, attend our seminar on Tuesday, May 23rd, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Okay, after the break, do RIF rules need an update? You're listening to QR Calgary and More Than Money.